The mission of Christ was to reconnect humanity to God the Father. In short, Jesus preached true love and self-sacrifice in order to repair relationships, yes, with each other, but primarily with God. This mission was so clear that even non-Christians just know Jesus as this kind of loving preacher who wants us all to connect and get along. Now, with this in mind, it's hard to hear what Jesus said today. Quote, "Do you think I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." We have to unpack this in context with the rest of the gospel. So let's first talk about the division that Jesus is talking about, and then how you and I are supposed to live within this division. So to begin, what is Christ establishing that is going to cause division? The answer is the truth. Simply defined, truth is any statement that describes reality, how things actually are. If I look out a window and say, the leaves of that tree are green, the only reason that that is a true statement is because the leaves are already green. They exist as green. So I know this sounds just very basic, but we have to be clear about what the concept of truth is in order to see the division that Christ is establishing. When Jesus brings truth, and that's with a capital T, he brings statements and understandings that describe reality. So when you and I hear what Jesus says, he simply is describing what's real. So for example, let's take one of the Beatitudes. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Jesus is not saying a nice thing like, hey, if someone is mean to you because you believe in Jesus, you'll be okay. No, he's telling you the truth, that the kingdom of heaven is actually yours if you are persecuted for living out your Christianity. So knowing that the words of Christ are true because they describe reality itself, we have to look at them in a new way. Christ's teachings are not just a list of orders and commands, but they are the very instruction manual for how the human heart, mind, and soul function. God knows the choices that poison us, the choices that drag us down, that cause injury, because he knows the reality of what it is to be human. Jesus summarized all of these poor choices by the word sin. God didn't establish the rules and then breaking them is wrong and is a sin. God established existence and humanity, and he knows what's going to break us down, and he just named those things sin. Jesus, in his infinite love and mercy, taught us about these harmful choices by simply teaching us truth. And what he saw from the beginning was that even though he taught truth, people are still going to choose against it. And that's why he came and it established division. You and I, and humans in general, we don't like what actually exists. We have a natural preference for what we wished exists, aka kind of our own truth. In other words, we each desire that reality that simply matches what I want. I wish I could stay up late. I wish I could eat whatever I wanted or not work out. People out in the world, they wish they could do whatever they want without any consequences, but that doesn't exist. Hearts, minds, emotions, they are constantly being broken and devastated because people are lied to. The world says, do whatever you want because reality is whatever you want. And I'm sorry, but the human heart has a design. It was made to look and feel like God's own heart. That's why we're made in his image and likeness. Jesus is just letting us know how that design works. And then he asks us, do you choose what's true? Or do you choose what you wish were true? There it is again, that division. So our second point is, if Christ brought truth and it just happens to establish division, how do I live within this? How do I live in a world where Jesus is literally giving me the cheat sheet for happiness, but others don't live it? I would say that you have to start by reaching out. The truth that Jesus brings has kind of been hijacked and obscured and miscommunicated by the world and the spirit against Christ. Some of the stuff that non-Christians say to me about Jesus is kind of fascinating. Most of the time I say, yeah, I agree with you. If Jesus actually taught that, I wouldn't follow him either. That is the beginning of a usually good conversation. So living amongst this division means kind of cutting through all of the lies and presenting who Christ is in a very real, clear, honest, and quick way. In short, what you need is something called the kerygma, and that's a weird word, but kerygma. This is a Greek word that means what you believe in a very short statement. It really could be as simple as maybe the way I described a sin today. Could that be helpful that you tell other people about it? People feel so burdened by Christianity as just like a list of no's. What if you just explain that our hearts are designed a certain way and Jesus lets us know what would hurt our heart? That's what sin is. And then to go further, Jesus would even forgive your sins. And then if you spend time with him, he'll actually heal the damage that is caused by sin. One of the beautiful things moving here to Martyrs was seeing how our director of evangelization and our evangelization team, they were all about the kerygma, sending out the simple message of Christianity. So this year, our RCIA is going to look a little bit familiar and different. I really want to invite the whole parish to the different nights, which each of their own unique topics. How the RCIA is going to help is it's going to get your specific questions about Christianity answered. But in short, if you see division out there, the goal is to reach out with truth and actual truth as a way to help people who feel so lost and angry. So if we summarize everything today, again, Jesus stated, quote, "Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." We first examined what that means. Jesus brings truth, which describes reality. People, ourselves included, myself included too, we have a natural inclination to choose what we wish was real rather than how God actually established things. That's going to cause division. So Christ is bringing and establishing truth. People will choose against it, and that causes division. Second, we looked at what can we do in the midst of that, in the midst of this division. Can you present the truth of Christ in short, clear, helpful ways? Again, this is called the kerygma. If you need help with that, please look at our upcoming events here in the parish. We'll get your answers questioned, which will deepen your own faith, and then maybe help you express Jesus in the right way to everyone around you. So now, as we continue this Mass, we move to the next statement that Jesus used to describe reality. This is my body, this is my blood. Receive him and receive his way of life. These are the truths that will lead you to where you were designed to be.